Hello, you wonderful people. Thank you so much for tuning in on this special episode of the Define Startup Show. Today is a little bit of a different episode. Today we have a recap of December on the Define Startup Show. For those of you just tuning in now, my name is Curtis Anderton. I am the host of the Define Startup Show. And like I mentioned, I wanted to do a little bit of a recap of December and who I interviewed, what I've learned, and some things I am excited about. So I'll be talking a little bit about the guests that I interviewed, as well as their recommendations of books and resources. Some podcasts were mentioned. And then I'll chat a little bit about who my favorite guest was and why, as well as the interviews that will be coming out this month. So make sure you guys stay tuned and check it out. So let's dive right into that. First on our list of December, we had episode number 4, combat business coach and author Andreas Jones. Andreas Jones was an awesome interview, like everybody else, but I really, really enjoyed chatting with him. He was a really great guy, and it was an absolute pleasure to communicate with him. He was so kind and generous with his time and information that he shared. His book recommendation was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I've read this book personally. I really enjoy it. I've talked to a lot of different friends of mine who are in business, and this was one of their top 3 books they recommended. So I picked it up. I really recommend you guys go read it. It's not just relative to business. It's all of life and having a positive mindset and believing that things will come to be. So go check that book out. I highly suggest it. Number 5 on the show was CEO and co-founder of the Death Race and Spartan Race, Joe DeSena. Joe DeSena, I've been following for quite a while now, many years, and it was an absolute pleasure to interview him. He's just such a unique individual. If you guys look into him more, he's just got this crazy mindset of grit. He's completed dog sled races in like Alaska on foot. So multiple day treks in the snow, backpack, and just kind of fighting through your mind, I guess. So he's crazy motivational, and he's got a ton of great resources. So make sure you guys go check out Spartan.com, because there's a lot of really great content on nutrition and diet and everything, as well as his race dates. If you guys wanted a challenge, I really recommend you guys go try a Spartan race. They're in your area, they're all over the world, and they go from 5K distance to up to like a marathon distance, basically, and more. Joe's book recommendation was, the first one was Endurance by Shackleton's Endurance, Shackleton's Incredible Voyage, and that is by Alfred Lensing. So that's one book. I really hope to read that very soon because it looks very interesting, as well as Adrift, 76 Days Lost at Sea by Stephen Callahan. So that was his book recommendations. Go check out that episode of the Define Startup Show with Joe DeSena. Really enjoyed that one, and I know a lot of other people did as well. Number 6 on the show was social media apps and how to get a TEDx talk with founder and CEO of Plazas Technologies, Galia Wessler. Galia has a TEDx talk, and she talks about social media and loneliness. I recommend you guys go check that out. If you looked up Galia Wessler on YouTube, that TED talk will come up. Galia shared a lot about social media and networking, and I asked her a little bit about how to get a TEDx talk. So if you guys are interested in public speaking and you're kind of curious about how that process works, go check it out. She had a ton of great information on that show, and I really enjoyed that interview. She's got a lot of really cool things coming. And if you guys are actually interested in making a social media app of some kind, go check out Plazas. You're able to do that through her website. Make sure you guys go check that out. Episode number 7 on the show, and our most recent, is Josh Hoffman. He is freelancing travel tips and writing with Josh Hoffman. That was the most recent. He's the founder of Epic Freelancing. And he was really great. He's traveling right now. I believe he's in Thailand. I've been chatting with him over email. He's a really great guy, and he's offered a lot of great value for what I'm doing and some goals that I have for this new year. So I appreciate your time, Josh. He recommended, he doesn't like books for the most part. He said he doesn't read very often. But he recommends two podcasts, which I do as well. Entrepreneur on Fire. Now, this podcast is an awesome podcast. Go check them out. There's so much great content and interviews with CEOs and businessmen and women. And I'm actually going to be interviewing the host of that show, John Lee Dumas, this month. So stay tuned for that, because that's going to be a really great interview. As well as the Tim Ferriss Show, which I also really recommend. Tim Ferriss is an author and has got a great podcast. His books, 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Body, 4-Hour Chef, and Tools of Titans have been such a huge motivator for me and have kind of inspired me to do this podcast as well as other business ventures. So make sure you guys go check out that podcast. So I really hope you guys, if you got chance to listen to some of the previous episodes, that you've enjoyed them. If you do have a favorite, I would love it if you could comment below, whether you're on SoundCloud or iTunes or whatever, and let me know what your favorite one is. You guys can also check out the episodes on medium.com. That's where I post all the show notes, so you can find more information on the guests. So go check those episodes out there and leave a comment with your favorite one. Now, my favorite episode was Joe DeSena. Now, like I mentioned before, I've been following him for probably 3 or 4 years now. I found him back when I was personal training. He had a lot of great content for coaches. And so he's been a huge motivator for me, just for mental strength and pushing through and realizing that you could be a lot worse off and that we have it pretty good, and just mental toughness in general. He's got a lot of really great content on business, and so I really enjoyed chatting with Joe. That interview was actually pretty funny. If you listen to it, you could obviously tell I was pretty nervous. It was kind of surreal being able to interview him. And so I said awesome, I think, after every single question, which is just amazing. Saying awesome that many times, come on now. So that's kind of embarrassing, but you know what? It was great, and I learned a ton from him, and that was one of my favorite episodes, and I will forever have that. So thank you, Joe DeSena. So make sure you guys go check out that episode. So this month, I am currently reading two different books, and I wanted to mention this at the end of the month recap because I have a lot of people who enjoy reading, and so I thought it'd be kind of fun to share the books that I'm reading on the show. So this month's lineup for books is two books that I actually got for Christmas, and I started them at the beginning of the month, and honestly, they've just been amazing so far. The first book is Traction, How Any Startup Can Achieve Explosive Customer Growth, written by Gabriel Weinberg and Justin Mares. This book is awesome. There's so much great content for marketing, and it covers basically 19 different methods of marketing, from online to billboards to anything. And it goes into great detail on how they all work. And there's just some sweet, great resources and information, like how much a billboard costs and where to go to find that, how to get ad on a billboard. So interesting things like that. If you guys are curious about marketing and how that whole thing works, I really suggest Traction. I'm also reading Tim Ferriss's new book, Tools of Titans. Now, this book is freaking mammoth. It's huge. It literally is the size of a textbook. I've been looking forward to this book since he mentioned it, and I got it for Christmas from my parents. And it covers three different main topics, which is health, wealth, and wisdom, where he puts it healthy, wealthy, and wise. So there is basically every interview, for the most part, out of 200, he's compressed into this book and goes over basically the key points and main subjects they talked about in all the interviews. So there's a ton of great information in this book, from how to release tension in your back, to stretching, to proper investing, and just like there's so much information. So make sure you guys go check that out if you're interested in learning. It's a really great book. So those are my two book recommendations for the month of December and coming into January. There'll be some more books I'll mention the end of January. This month has been just kind of a whirlwind. I was looking back at the lineup of the podcast and the episodes that I launched, and I realized that today is exactly 1 month since I started the show, give or take. So that's kind of cool. I'm happy that we've come this far. It seems like it's been longer, but it only really has been 1 month. So it's been really cool. We've hit a total of 322 downloads on the show. It's been great just posting content right now, and I'm really happy that we've been getting regular listeners. So you 20 people that listen to my show at the beginning of every episode launch, thank you. I appreciate it, and I'm excited that you are able to tune in. So some things that I've been learning a lot from the podcasting mainly has been about communication and speaking. Now, something that I've always kind of fumbled over is speaking, and there's times where I kind of jumble words together. And so part of this whole podcasting thing has been me learning how to communicate better and how to speak better and write better and all these different communication methods. And so going back and listening to episodes and kind of seeing different ticks and in my speech and how I communicate has been really interesting, and I'm learning a lot. Hopefully, I know that I've been progressing slowly, and it's been cool seeing most recent episodes compared to the beginning ones, or like with Joe DeSena, where I say awesome 100 times. So that has been something that's been really interesting. Kind of listening to yourself speak is definitely a weird sensation, and it takes some time getting used to, but I'm learning a ton from it. And so there's been a lot of value coming from this show just in that alone. So apart from learning all this awesome stuff from all the guests about business and writing and speaking. And so, yeah, I've really been enjoying the podcast in that regard. Now, coming up, some great interviews, and I'm really excited to share these ones with you specifically. We've got a few great ones. The next one we'll be launching will be the co-founder of Four Winds Brewery, Adam Mills. That'll be coming out Wednesday. And I know you guys are going to enjoy that. If you're interested in craft beer at all, it's pretty interesting about how the whole process works behind the scenes. We talk a little bit about the craft beer industry and if it's saturated or not, and scaling beer from a home brew up to a giant vat of gallons of beer. So stay tuned for that. We have Shannon Kinney, who is the owner of Dream Local, is a marketing company, and she was an awesome interview. She has a lot of really great information about marketing and public speaking and planning. We talk a little bit about how she plans her life with family and work. So that's going to be awesome, as well as I'm going to be posting an episode with Isaac McCulley and I. Isaac is the guy who's been doing all of my editing. He's also my brother-in-law. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the process he goes through with these editing and what he's learned from the podcast, our plans for 2017, as well as some tips from him if you guys are ever wanting to get into graphic design and basic website design. That is something that he's good at. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. So stay tuned for that. I'm really excited actually to have that episode. So that'll be a special one. So thank you everybody once again for tuning in to the Define Startup Show. It has been a total blast starting the show, and I'm so excited to see where it goes in 2017. We have got a lot of big plans for the show, and I really hope that we get some more amazing guests on the show and that you guys are enjoying listening. So if you want to find out more about the show and join in on social media, you guys can find us at Facebook at the Define Startup Podcast. You can find all of our information on all of our guests at medium.com/Curtis Anderton, or you can just Google the Define Startup Show and we'll come up there, and you can find blog posts from me and as well as information from all of our guests. If you're liking the show so far, please sign up for the newsletter. You'll basically get notifications on new episodes. You'll get them first the morning of the episode before anybody else does, as well as kind of sneak peeks on future guests, and you'll have a chance to actually send in questions that I will ask guests and be featured in the actual show. So you can sign up for that at medium.com. You'll see the link at the bottom of any post that I have where you can put your email in. You can also just contact me if you want to learn more information about that. So thank you guys so much for listening. December was an absolute blast, and I can't believe the month has gone so fast already. So stay tuned for January. There's some great things coming. And once again, I appreciate your time. Remember, you have what it takes. Go accomplish something awesome today, and I will catch you in the next one.